Greetings, all you wonderful little fluffballs. Zenobias is here with an audio rant this time. Let's see how well that plans out. You know what I always find baffling? The way werewolves are often portrayed in media. The people who are affected are always like, "Oh no, I became a creature of the night. I'm so totally cursed now. Gotta go on a quest to get rid of all these rock-hard furry packs that I didn't have to train for in the gym and are able to get any girl because hashtag white girls fuck dogs. But you know, I'm cursed, so gotta get rid of it immediately. That is, after I'm done rubbing these ice cubes against my rock-hard packs. Oh, so cursed."
Yeah, I'm sorry, buddy. I really don't get your problem. Like, how is this a curse? I would love to be a creature of the night, and if this is about how other people see you now, well, who the fuck cares? What are they going to do about it?
I'm sorry, sir, but you became a werewolf, so you're no longer a human.
And I'd be all like, "Oh, that's cute. My lunch is trying to talk back to me."
Like, problem solved. Hell, I'd be my own perfect furry husbando. What's not to love about that? I could attend any furcon and get so many thirsty fans, it's not even funny. And you wanna know what the best thing of all is? Not having to pay for a fursuit. Imagine how jealous everyone else would be of you. I'd be like,
"Hey buddy, nice fursuit. How much, pray tell, did you pay for it?"
And they'd be all be sobbing, being like,
"My entire life savings."
"Oh, I'm sorry, what was that, human?"
"My entire life savings."
And I'd be all like, "Oh, terribly sorry, couldn't hear you over my rock-hard furry packs, but that's okay, you can wipe your tears on them."
Like, damn, how is this still a quote-unquote curse? Like, man, I can see the headlines now. Local werewolf breeds entire con, and you did interviews with people like,
"Yeah, he totally raped my asshole. In fact, still dripping with his powerful wolf seed, but it was heaven. Ugh."
There. Perfect recipe for instant poopy fur if ever I'd seen one. Best thing of all, you don't have to answer to anybody because you're a fucking wolf. "I'm sorry, sir. You got a license for being a wolf."
"Oh, I'm sorry, snack. You got a license for being my lunch."
And bam, dead. Like, damn, if I could be a werewolf, I'd put down the dates where there's a full moon and I'd call it daddy time. I'd be like strutting my stuff all over the place as I bash through the door going,
"Loop up your assholes, boys, cause I'm going in raw."
And they'd be all like,
"Oh no, it's an unspeakable monstrosity."
"Yes, and it's currently railing your ass."
And if I'd ever get sick and tired of humanity, I can always live in the woods afterwards. "Oh, what's that? You just bought a sandwich? Perhaps some crumpets to go along with your tea party?"
"Bitch, I just hunted a rabbit and shredded it with my own bare teeth. What you gonna do about that, boy?"
And they'd be all like,
"Cry."
Exactly.
So seriously, if I could be cursed with werewolfism, you can bet your tight little virgin ass I'd be going all for that shit. But I've been rambling on, and the night's still young, so happy Halloween, everybody. Hope you enjoyed. Peace.